Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Shmuel Perek Hei, which describes the events that transpired while the Aron was in captivity with the Plishtim. The Perek opens up telling us that the Plishtim took the Aron from Eben HaEzer, the place that they had captured it, and brought it to Ashdod. Where would they put it in Ashdod? Well, they put it in the house of Dagon. Vayikchu plishtim et aron elokim, vayaviu oto beit Dagon, vayatzigu oto etel Dagon. They stood the aron near Dagon in the house of Dagon. Why did they place it in the house of their avodah zara, in the house of their idol? There's a machloket quoted in Medrash Shmuel between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Kibduhu, it was a sign of honor and respect to the Aron. After all, if a foreign dignity would come to the United States, he would be welcomed at the White House. So that was their thinking, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ze aloka v'ze aloha, yavo aloka v'yishkon etal aloha. In their minds, this was a god. Hashem dwelled bein hakruvim, and therefore they wanted to place it with what they thought was the equivalent in their minds, and they put it in the house of their god. The next morning, the Ashdodim woke up, and they found Dagon had fallen on the ground before the Aron Hashem. Rather than thinking too deeply about it, they simply took Dagon, and they put him back in his place. The next morning, they woke up again, and this time, Dagon had fallen to the ground before the Aron Hashem, and the head of Dagon and its hands were cut off. We're told that Dagon, which you can hear has the name, the word dag in its root, fish, actually looked kind of like a male mermaid. The bottom half of its body was fish, the top half human. So its head and its hands had been somehow chopped off and were lying at the threshold of the door. None of these events seem to have had too much impact upon the Plishtim and Ashdod, and therefore Hashem needs to increase the severity of the message. Medrash Shmuel tells us, Amar lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will not become burnt with warm water, then you'll become burnt with boiling water. And so Pasuk Vav tells us, Vatechbad Yad Hashem el ha'ashdodim. Hashem's hand becomes stronger against the Ashdodim, and they are punished with what is explained as either something like hemorrhoids or else, according to Rashi, mice that went into the intestines and damaged the intestines. Either way, a pretty horrible kind of a punishment. And in fact, if we remember in the previous perek, when they were in battle, they said, "Oy lanu miyatzilenu miyad ha'elokim hadirim ha'ela, who will save us from the strong God? Elohim ha'elokim ha'makim et Mitzrayim b'chol makah b'midbar." This is the God who struck them in Mitzrayim with every single plague in the desert. Medrash Shmuel points out that when they said b'chol makah, what they were really saying is Hashem already used up all of his potential makot. No more makot left. And now we have definitely a new and very powerful makah happening. Finally, the message hits home, and we hear in Pasuk Zayin, Vayiru Anshei Ashdod. They get it, they get the cause of it, and they say, Lo Yeshev Aron Elokei Yisrael Imanu, Ki Kashta Yado Aleinu. We don't want the Aron here with us, because its hand has become strong and hard against us, and against Dagon, Ve'al Dagon, Eloheinu. So it's interesting, rather than accepting that there is one God, they still maintain their belief in their idolatry, but they believe that the Aron of the God of Israel has done something to their God. So they call an emergency meeting and they gather all of the officers of the Plishtim and they say, what are we going to do? Manas el Aron Elokei Yisrael. Easy solution. Gat Yisov Aron Elokei Yisrael. right? Here's real leadership. You don't like it? We'll take it elsewhere. It'll strike somewhere else. The Malbim points out that Gat was not the nearest town. It was a bit of a distance away, and therefore they figured that if there's something that is contagious going on, it would not spread to Gat. So they bring the Aron to Gat, and it's not even placed in a specific place. As soon as it arrives at the city, there is Vati Yad Hashem Ba'ir Mehuma Gdola Me'od Vayachat Anshei Ha'ir Mikaton Va'ad Gadol. There is panic in the city. Hashem's hand strikes the city, and they receive the same punishment as the people in Ashdod had received. This time they don't call any meetings, so they don't ask their officers or the people in charge. Simply, we hear, Vishalchu et Aron HaElokim Ekron. They get rid of it on their own. They're not interested in their leadership anymore. They send it to Ekron. As soon as the Aron arrives in Ekron, the people there cry out, Vayizaku HaEkronim Lemor, Hisabo Elai et Aron Elokei Yisrael HaMiteini Ve'et Ami. There's a great outcry, and the people of Ekron who have heard the news that has come to them from both Ashdod and Gat say the Aron has been brought here to kill us and our nation. At this point, they do call to their leaders again, to the Sarnei Plishtim, and they say, get rid of it. Shalchu et Aron Elokei Yisrael. Vayashov lam komo. Let it go back to where it is. So it should not kill us anymore. And here we're told for the first time of death. Either according to Rashi, there was great noise and outcry, or according to other Mefarshim, there was actual death that came from the illness with which they were struck. Those who did not die were struck with the same illness or the same phenomenon in their intestines that the other people had been struck with, and their cry reached up to the heavens. We certainly have gotten the message here. The question is, how different is their view from Am Yisrael's view of the Aron? In the previous perek, we saw that Am Yisrael wanted to use the Aron as a kind of a tool to achieve their victory at war, by bringing it to where they were. And here, the Plishtim would like to get rid of it in order to solve all of their problems. There's no question that from the Pesukim we saw that Am Yisrael understood that they're going to bring the Aron in order to have Hashem help them in the war. But in both cases, they're using the Aron as a tool to achieve what they want to achieve. And in the next parak, we can see somewhat of a resolution on both sides. Thank you for studying together. Li'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.